Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report. My name's Charlie Wallace.
And I'm Adam Gobeski, and we have with us three very present guests. We have Kevin Bredevoog.
Present.
Doug Gobeski.
Hello.
And Paul Wilcox.
It's me.
And we're here to talk about nothing in particular. It's one of those episodes.
Many of those sometimes, yeah.
Give the people what they want.
The people want nothing in particular.
That's right.
They want everything in general and nothing in particular.
So one thing that I can say, I went and visited Tony and Marina last weekend. Had a nice quick little 3-day chirp. It was a good time.
What'd y'all get up to?
Yeah, thank you. I was like, this
you
is
know
where
you're
Sounds cool, anyways.
Yeah. So we arrived Thursday evening, me and Brianne, that's the we. We arrived Thursday evening. We went and got some Las Cazuelas, which is Mexican food that we mentioned the last time we were in Marina. We got a few times. Well, we did it again. That was enjoyable, although Tony likes to order his carne asada burrito. He likes to order it hold the beans, and that led to our first bit, which is hold the beans in your hands, and then put them in my burrito.
You need that loving touch first.
That's right. That's it. That's the bit. But it was probably the most prominent bit, and that it came up a lot. But yeah, we did that. We went to the discount grocery store where I bought another blanket. Last time I was there, I got an Among Us blanket that Paul liked so much he went back and bought his own copy. And so since it was now a tradition, this time around, I bought an Eternals blanket, Marvel's Eternals, which may be one of the ugliest things I've ever seen.
The movie?
The movie, Marvel's Eternals. I've sent a photo in the chat that can then be posted on the blog. But yeah, it's not a great blanket, but it is very soft. So it has that going for it. But in terms of visual appeal, it has none.
Which is really a shame, considering the movie itself, you know.
Yeah, I know. So Bran kept saying things like, that is not going on our bed.
Incidentally,
Among Us pushing it.
Incidentally, I was thinking to myself the other day about how I have a blanket that I got from Target that's, you know, just one of them plush microfiber blankets, which I have had for like 10 years now, and it's not even really showing signs of wear. And Adam bought the exact same blanket when he came to visit me in Idaho one time, and like I think he took it with him, and I was like, so how's that blanket working out for you? And he was like, I tried to wash it and it got completely destroyed. I think about that quite a bit when I, you know, every time I launder that blanket, I think about that. Like, am I just better at laundry than he is? Was he lying to me?
I genuinely don't remember this. So I washed a blanket and told you it got destroyed?
Yeah, yeah. You told me you washed a blanket and that it got destroyed. Like a gray microfiber blanket.
Oh, maybe. It's possible it's just buried in the blanket box, the little wicker box that you put blankets in. Everybody's got that, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Mine's a microfiber.
I'll take your silence as a yes.
I don't even own a dresser, dude.
I'm talking about to the people who live in houses. Thank you for agreeing with me, Charlie. Appreciate it. Yeah, so maybe buried in the bottom of that, and I just haven't seen it in 10 years or whatever.
Presumed destroyed.
Yeah. Oh, this is the guest blanket. So, yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I had asked to use it when I came to visit at one point, not long after. And, like, I think that might have been when you told me that you destroyed it due to... or the washing machine, or the dryer. Somehow in the laundry, it got destroyed.
I genuinely don't remember this, and I feel like I need to go look in the blankets now. Should I go do that? Should I go hunt?
We'll wait.
All right, yeah, let me go look. Why not?
Is Doug lying, or is Adam forgetful?
Why would I lie options. About yeah, such a specific know. Thing?
Did Adam forget his lie, and that's...
Well, I mean, I guess we're going to find out. If he finds the blanket, you know?
I guess so.
Basically, it's very clear that you're supposed to do cold and gentle. And I want to say that he claimed to have not heeded that warning. Maybe. Like, that's the part where where I'm no longer entirely sure what, you know, I'm remembering and what I'm just making up. But all of the stuff before that is all like remembered, not made up.
I don't heed any of those instructions. I'm like cold and gentle that I'm trying to clean it.
So how many blankets do you go through a month then?
You're assuming that I wash them.
Like, well, I mean, fire's just as cleansing, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I went and looked and smell out. I found a gray Target blanket. I assume that's what we're talking about.
It's like really soft and plush.
Is microfiber. On both sides?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I found it. It seems fine. So I literally, you know, I don't remember what it used to be like.
Oh my God. This is the dumbest mystery of all time. I love this.
You liar.
Either
it's a real Lebowski. Yeah, so
there's three possibilities here. Possibility one, I just don't remember what it was like, and maybe what it was like was amazing and now it got downgraded to fine.
Well, that's possible.
Number two is that I lied to you for some reason. Possibly maybe I was too lazy to dig it out at the time.
That's been my running theory this whole time.
Possibility three is that you dreamed this, that we had this conversation, and you've held it against me despite the fact it never actually happened.
No, we can cross out number three right away.
Why is that? I'm not saying I disagree. I just need to know why.
Because of the nature of reality, because it's a thing that happened.
It's a thing that you remember happening. that's a different thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. So yeah, so I bought this Eternals blanket and it's real soft, and I just laundered it when I got back and it's still real soft. So although I guess I now have a different washer dryer, so maybe that's the difference. Because at the time of the original, I was using the one that the apartment provided, which had issues frequently. So it's possible that it was having issues. But anyway, so then Friday we got up, Tony went and worked, so we just kind of slept in a little bit, just hung around with Dottie. Dottie is, if you don't remember, is Tony's dog. Did some reading. So I finished the Russian science fiction novel that I was reading. called We.
So the feed cut out just briefly after you said Rush. And I was like, is he going to say Rush Limbaugh?
That's what I was thinking.
Did you know that Rush Limbaugh published a series of children's books?
Oh, yeah?
We discovered this at work.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Yeah, they're called, I think, Rush Revere or something. They're genuinely insane, like, reading about it. Like, he takes school kids back in time to learn history, but also he is history. I don't know. It was very strange.
Look, man, it's just the magic school bus.
Yeah, the magic school bus with a deranged teacher.
They have 4.8. Stars is not on Amazon.
I will not brook any Miss Frizzle disparagement, sir.
Yeah. Look, she's great, but she's also completely insane.
Those kids always got home safely.
Like, I don't know, man. No responsible adult would ever take children into those situations, I feel.
Paul, and the stories that they published, they got home safe.
A Frizzle truther. How many school buses full of children disappeared under the watch of Miss Frizzle?
No, I said Russian science fiction novel.
Oh, okay.
Which is slightly different from Rush Limbaugh novel. This one was called We. It's from like 1921. So then I moved on to Bible Adventures, the boss fight books game that Doug got me for Christmas.
You're welcome.
And then Tony came home. And so we went out to Monterey, which is very close to Marina, like a 20-minute drive. And we walked up and down Cannery Row, bought some candy, despite the fact that it's Lent, so we couldn't eat the candy. Then what did we do? I need Tony here to help me.
Yeah, I only have so much information from our call.
This is candy that's going to keep?
Yeah, it was taffy and Turkish delights.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the pickle-flavored taffy, right?
Oh, that's where it's from.
Oh, yeah, pickle was a theme. We kept coming across pickle things. So there was the pickle ice cream that we saw at the discount grocery store. Then there was the pickle taffy. Then we just started taking photos of pickle things for Charlie, since I know he loves pickles so much. So those are all things we want you to try on the podcast, please.
Oh, well, sure. No. Maybe. I don't know.
Wow. Finally, a bridge too far for Charlie. Oh, one thing. So between Marina and Monterey is a little town called Sand City right on the coast. And so I kept saying that Sand City was short for San Diego City, which Tony found both amusing and infuriating. I think you can imagine. Because I wore him down. Because we kept going back and forth to Monterey. And every time I'd be like, oh, it's San Diego City. And then he told me a story about how one of his... The important thing is that it's called Yosemite. And apparently his employee, who's from California, I think he said, called it Yosemite. Oh, Jesus. So now I'm trying to upset people who I know are from California by talking about going to Yosemite someday. The other bit that was born there was that Tony, for whatever reason, kept singing Jenny 8675309, that song. But he kept combining it with the idea that he would ask people for their number. But it turns out he's not like their digits so he could call them. It was like, no, I want your actual phone number. Let's go to the Verizon store and transfer it.
Your phone number.
Tell all your contacts it's mine now. So yeah, so we kind of hung out in Monterey. We went to a restaurant right on the coast. It was like a fish place. It was really good. It's like Luigi's or something like that. Then maybe we went back to his place and then back out to Monterey later that night because we were doing something. What were we doing? We were doing something where time was getting away from us.
Is it a board game? Were you shopping? Or...
Yeah, it might have been a board game. We were playing a board game.
I know you mentioned at least a couple games.
Yeah, we got like a little unlock game. I had earlier bought a game called Cosmic Encounter that I brought with me because it was only a 3-day trip, I had plenty of space in my luggage for a full-size board game, so I brought that with me. We did go to a bookstore. We went to the Friends of the Marina Library bookstore and bought a sci-fi book I was looking for, so I got to replace the book I just finished with that book. But in the meantime, I was reading Bible Adventures, so I had to finish that first.
All 43 pages of it or so?
No, it was like 120.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, the whole thing lied to me.
Oh, yeah, those listings are way off.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like the thinnest book ever made.
Nah, they're all around 120 pages, I feel like. Some are a little bigger, some a little smaller, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I found that. I found a PhD comic collection. Remember PhD comics?
Oh, yeah.
Piled higher and deeper.
Yeah, piled higher and deeper. Yeah, I found a collection I didn't have there, which I was like, wow, it is cool.
Huh. Wait, what was the sci-fi novel? You didn't tell us what it was.
Oh, sorry. That is called Gateway by Frederick Pohl, which won both the Hugo and the Nebula Awards for best novel. So,
what year?
77, I think. Subsequently, I have read it and finished it and also enjoyed it enough that I will probably seek out the sequels, at least the next sequel. So that was cool. And then, yeah, we went to get Pad Thai in Monterey. What the hell were we doing?
There was another bit around that, right?
There is a bit around that, but I'm trying to... We're running behind schedule. Tony was like, oh, I'm sorry. That's what it was. We went to a wine tasting that I didn't partake in because I don't drink wine. That's why I don't remember this. Yeah, so there was like a wine tasting place. So they got like a flight and they gave me a Diet Coke for free because I said I was the DD. And they had live music, which was fine. The live music was fine. Although I feel like in all those places, the live music is too loud. So you're just like, okay. So then after that, then we went and got Pad Thai. So we were walking to the Thai restaurant and we passed to Denny's. And so I said to Tony, you know, we should just get the Pad Thai at Denny's. And so then that turned into a whole bit about just going to Denny's and ordering Pad Thai, which we figured would be like spaghetti noodles instead of rice noodles.
Hold the beans.
Yeah, hold the beans in your hands.
His peanut butter slathered on top of it.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Thai was really good. And then somehow the topic of hot ham water came up, as it, you know, often does. Might have been me, might have been Tony, don't remember who. Pointed out that hot ham water is basically just ham tea. and then one other general bit. We were watching some videos, and so we were watching like a YouTube clip of Make Some Noise, which is a Dropout show, basically. Kind of like What's My Line? Sorry, kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Where one guy was just like, could be good, could be great. And so we were saying that to each other a lot too, just like, could be good, And then Saturday we got up early and we went hiking to a place called Point Lobos, which was really pretty. It's right on the coast. It's basically near like all of civilization, but like this little area, it's like a state park reserve or something like that. And so you can just kind of hike up and around along the coast. And it was really pretty. I think I sent a couple photos to the group. Basically, I'm saying Charlie's got a lot of choices for the blog photo.
All right, I do.
So obviously, he's just going to pick the blanket because it's the least interesting. Yeah, so we did that. And then on our way back, we went down to the tidal pools at Asilomar, which, Paul, you may remember we did that. We did full Shenana Marineriza.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I do remember. We went back because Brianne wanted to go back and see it again, so because she loves tide pools. So we did that, and that was fun. And then we went back and we played some, I think that's probably when we played Cosmic Encounter. Had a good time playing. Seemed like a game that might be better with four or five people, though. It's supposed to be 3 to 5, but basically the way it works is like you face off against one other player, and then the player that's not involved gets to choose whether which side they want to help or if they want to help anyone. So it seemed like it might have been more interesting if there were at least two other players that could ally up or choose not to ally up, instead of just one person going, well, I guess it's you this time. Okay. So, but it was still fun. We had a good time. And then we jumped onto Zoom and we talked to Paul for a little bit for Shenana Zoomza. Yeah. This is where Paul can chime in a bit because he was present.
Yeah.
Although we were actually on Discord. We just called it Shenana Zoomza.
Yeah, that was the kind, you know, because really we'd want it to be on Skype, but, you know, we can't have.
Can't have nice things anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. And we talked for quite a while, probably till like, what, 1 a.m. Eastern, when you guys were like, okay, us tired people on the West Coast need to go to bed.
Probably when I was like, it's past my bedtime now. Yeah. That's the problem with working. Like, you get used to going to sleep at a certain time. Well, I do. I guess I can't speak for Paul because obviously that didn't happen to him.
I never get used to working. I just get half the sleep I'm supposed to.
Oh, but before we jumped onto Discord with Paul, we did do an escape room, which was really cool. Basically, we were all locked up in a prison and we had to escape and find the evidence that exonerated us that was hidden in the warden's office.
Oh.
Except it was kind of cool because they had individual cells that they locked each of us up in, except for Brianne. She was chained up on the outside. And all I could think of was like the Steve Martin and Three Amigos part where he's chained up and he can like reach the like wheel that releases him. He's like, gonna make it, gonna make it, gonna make it. And then he like gives up and it slams him against the wall. It pulls him back. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I do.
All right, good. Someone knows. All right. So yeah, so we played that. That was actually a lot of fun. It was a good room. So if you're ever in Monterey, Oscar's Playground, it's fun. Some good stuff. That's the same place where we did the one with the spooky gem skull, Paul.
Okay, the one like right in downtown Monterey.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nice. It's the same place. Yeah. It was just like two rooms down, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that was I liked that one a lot.
So a couple other bits that came up while talking to Paul. And I'm not sure exactly how the idea came up, but earlier it had been kind of, when we were hiking, it had been like, hadn't actually been foggy, been like foggy far out, but actually was really nice weather. But somehow we started talking about foggy fathers. I don't know why or what that relates to, other than that the phrase foggy fathers came up a lot. Again, I wish Tony were here. The other thing is that on Friday, when we were at the restaurant, the waiter, we were eavesdropping on a table that had been seated after us next to us, and the waiter was asking if they had any allergies, and the one woman said, like, well, I have a milk allergy, and so, because it was, like, fish tacos or something, so I was like, oh, okay, no sour cream, but Tony and I started talking about just pouring, drizzling vitamin D whole milk on tacos, so... That's something you can think about. And then the thing that got developed with Paul was taco nog. I think that was related to that.
Yeah, taco nog.
Is that like all blended together or does it have like free floating cheese in it or what?
No, I think it was just like eggnog, but I think you just put like the taco seasoning packet in there.
Oh.
Like instead of the nutmeg?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about the tacos and like, is this going to be like a Tres Leches sort of situation where you're soaking it into the tortilla?
No, it's like you pour it on like salsa right before you're going to eat it. It's kind of like a sloppy steak, but for tacos.
It's really for the visual appeal of having it be doused in a thin white liquid.
And then Sunday was time to go home. So we went and had Indian buffet, which was delightful. And then we ate too much. And it is kind of hung around playing this board game we'd picked up at Barnes & Noble called, actually don't know what it's called. It's like called like an adventure game series or something. It's like a series of games. And basically they're kind of like escape rooms, except it's almost like a cross between an escape room and like an adventure computer game, but not as complicated as like Time Stories. But we played it and we had a lot of fun. And we talked at one point about how Japan doesn't have salmonella. And so you can have like medium rare chicken there. Yeah, it's a real thing because they just don't have salmonella over there. Salmonella or salmonella?
Salmonella, I believe.
All right. So salmonella. Salmonella.
Sam and
salmonella. Yeah, salmonella.
Salmonella. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, you can get undercooked chicken there, basically.
Yeah, but why would you want that?
I guess because they serve it there in Japan. So, like, I think Tony, like, maybe his friend Reese had gone over there and, like, tried it.
Like
that. But, so...
Like, have you ever had undercooked chicken served to you? It's disgusting.
So, we were talking a bit about making a business that was medium rare chicken that's imported from Japan. But then also it's locally sourced. So, and then we went home. It was a great time. We had a good time. It was fun. Weather was great. It was relaxing. I then took the next day off of work because I was getting in at 10:20. Oh, we took a Waymo home from the airport, and it took 45 minutes to get home because it won't go on the highway. It was just side streets all the way.
How long does it normally take to get home from the airport?
20 minutes, maybe. Well, part of that is apparently there's late night construction at the airport, so the Waymo got stuck for literally, I think, 15 minutes, which would have happened regardless of what car you were driving. I think it would have happened. So, but it definitely made some strange navigational choices. So when they were like, how was your ride? Give us feedback. I was like, why did you go this way? Why did you go out of your way to add miles to the trip? So anyway, that's Shenana Zooms, I guess we're calling it, despite the fact no zooming happened.
It was there in spirit.
Oh, and me and Tony and Paul discussed a little bit what the next shenanigans will look like
in Japan.
Yeah, that's probably partly how the Japan chicken came up in the first
place. Okay. Yeah, we're all just so hungry for raw chicken.
It's real food. All right, that's me. Who's next?
Are you sure you're done?
Why am I forgetting something? Well, I guess I finished Bible Adventures while I was there, and so I thanked Doug for the Christmas present.
True.
Was there something else? Well,
yeah, you need to tell us what number 46 is on the 2000 from the 2000s playlist.
Oh, wow. You're so right. I would have been mad if I'd forgotten that, so thanks, Doug. So everyone take a break. Not while I look up the song, because I have the song, but while I get the website loaded up so that I can update in real time.
I know I remembered this and then forgot again. I was like, I remembered it like 15 minutes before the podcast. I was like, desperately figure out some songs, and then I didn't do anything.
All right, so what number did you give me, Doug?
46.
46 on the 2000 from the 2000s playlist is actually a song that came up while Tony was in Arizona about 3 weeks earlier for a conference, where we went to did an escape room in downtown Phoenix, and then went and had dinner at a local Italian place with two of his work colleagues. And I don't know why this came up, but we kept singing I Don't Wanna Be by Gavin DeGraw. And so that's Psalm 46, 2000 from the 2000s. And with that, I will now ask Kevin what Psalm 1365 is on 2000 from the 2000s.
I'm so glad you asked. The number that I've definitely not already forgotten. 1365?
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Is going to be the Magnetic Fields I Don't Believe You from their album I, 2004.
Nice.
And Charlie, I would love to hear what song 1988 is on the 2000 from the 2000s playlist.
1988, so coming up in the rear. I'm going to go with Epro by Beck. I listened back through some of his songs. I'm like, well, I think that's still the best one in that time period. And then I had two questions, one of which I already brought up to Adam. The first question was, if a band has re-releases a different version of a song that they've created that falls in the time period, but the original did not fall in the time period, is that okay?
How different are the versions?
Different enough that they re-released it, I think.
If it was
I don't know if this is like sometimes Taylor's version sort of thing. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't ask a follow-up because this question is from Cara, which brings me to my second question, which is that does someone have to be on the show to contribute to the list?
Yes.
Okay. I'll let her know that.
They can walk into the room and say it like they and then wander off. They don't have to be a full participant, but they have to be vocally present.
Because what happened was we get a sitter every week, like at the same time, just because we need to get out of the house. And we didn't really have anything to do, so we went to Panera. We were just doing stuff on our computer, and I was like, oh, I'm just looking through songs for the 2000s for 2000s playlist. And I described it to her, and she's like, oh, okay. And then, like, an hour later, she had written down, like, 100 songs that she would put on the list, and I think only 3 of them wouldn't have counted, like, for overlapping artists and things. So it may be necessary for us at some point to use some of those, and I didn't want to steal them. But I will let her know in the future. She has to wander in order to get credit for them.
Right. Are we allowed to know what the song in question is, or is that going to be a secret?
A secret because I didn't ask for a follow-up. I don't know what the song was. She can tell us.
So she
comes
just
on.
Said that. She just said, wait, this song's a re-release?
No, she asked me the question, and I said, I don't know. I'll ask Adam.
Okay. Wow, what a question.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, I guess it would depend on context. Yeah, maybe that's a case-by-case basis.
So, Doug, what is song number 85?
Number 85 is going to be Emily Kane by Art Brute.
Have I ever heard of this artist?
Has anyone heard of this artist?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Is this an Impact song?
I don't know.
Well, whatever.
I think I picked it up at a record store at the same time that I picked up the first Coheed album that I bought. And I think I bought it just because I liked the artwork on the cover.
Okay.
It might be an Impact song, though.
Well, cool.
So I guess it's up to me to interrogate Mr. Paul and inquire as to what song number 1880 is going to be.
1880, huh? Well, since we're on the theme of bands no one's heard of, I'm going to go with a song by the Japanese band Symbols, that's with a C, like the drum kit piece, called Highway Star Speed Star.
Cool.
Kind of a Shibuya K adjacent tune.
Gotcha. All right. Well, then, thanks for the topic, Doug. Who's got another topic, Charlie?
I know. I'm thinking. What has happened since the last time we recorded, which is a long time ago, that we'd be willing to talk about?
what is there to talk about?
You mean you don't want a topic that's just, hey, who turned on the news this morning and went,
oh.
Yeah, probably not that.
Was Operation Epic Bacon already taken as a name?
Wait, what was the...
I don't know what the operation is actually called, so yeah.
Operation Epic Fury.
Ah, Epic Furries. That'd probably be a better operation.
I mean, aren't you supposed to name the operation something that, like, doesn't give anyone a clue as to what it's about? Like, would you give a fake name to a movie while you're shooting it?
Probably, but we're not going to talk about this. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Sorry. Sorry to dig into the topic that we're not discussing.
Kevin, you had sent us a photograph of some chips.
You know what?
Did you eat all those?
I have not even touched them. I shoved them. I do not have a lot of pantry space, so right now they're precariously balanced on top of all my baking goods, so anytime I try baking, they all fall down. But I completely forgot about them until just now. I would be delighted to grab a bag, singular. I will be right back after I do that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that in the airport we had Fazoli's, which is less exciting for me because my workplace is about 100 yards from a Fazoli's, so I eat there more than I should.
Okay, but how does the airport Fazoli's compare to the brick and mortar Fazoli's?
Surprisingly similar. Similar prices, similar portions. Still got the free breadsticks.
Wow.
Like, Brianne ordered the lasagna fully expecting like half the size of a normal Fazoli's, and they brought out the full size lasagna. She's like, I don't think I can eat this.
So, I love really getting just nice and stuffed before a flight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially for a nice short hour flight.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I have a bag of Lay's numb and spicy hot pot flavored potato chips. The vast majority of the bag I bought these at an Asian grocery store is in, I'm going to guess, Chinese, only because on the back it says it's a product of China. So I do not know most of the other details here. I guess I'm going to open them up now. Holy they've not round. I am grabbing a set of scissors because this is bizarrely difficult to open. There we go.
It's because your fingers are already covered with grease from the previous bags.
Oh, that is a pungent. I don't know that I would call it hot pot smell coming out of it, but...
Spicy?
No, I don't...
Fishy?
Vaguely fishy, yeah, actually. I think that's probably the closest of the words that have been pitched so far. I'm going to go farty? On in there. Nah, not farty. I was thinking feet at first, but I do think vaguely, like, I don't know, like, lawnmower? I know that makes no sense. Like, diesel and freshly mowed grass?
Hold okay. up, do you have a diesel lawnmower?
I don't mow my lawn, but I'm remembering a long ago. Okay, either way, I got a chip. It's looking like a pretty normal, like, ridged chip. Little speckles on there, faintly orange. Just gonna go for it, I guess. Okay, initial taste was, oh, I don't care for this. But then the numb and spicy does hit pretty good. Like, I don't know if there's, like, Szechuan peppercorns on this or whatever. I'm trying to see if the, I can't read Chinese, as it turns out. So I don't know what ingredients are in this, but, yeah, I don't like these. Like, the spiciness, I like the spicy element. Like, I could totally jam on that with a different flavor profile underneath it. But, yeah, it is vaguely fishy. And I guess that's what the picture of the hot pot on the front. I don't know. It just looks like a bunch of peppers. Maybe there's some crab in there. It's a little dark in here. Hard to tell. But yeah, no, I don't love these, said Kevin, reaching for a second. If you get past the initial flavor, the spiciness is pretty good. That's a good numbing, spicy flavor. I will give them that. Okay. I'm done with these forever.
Wow, that's bad. You're not even going to finish them?
I mean, not right now, at least. They're a very noisy chip. Oh, man, that spiciness. Again, it's intriguing, but yeah, fishy chips, I guess, are not really something I'm looking for, which is a shame because I think I also bought crayfish flavored or lobster flavored.
Well, no time like the present.
I do not agree with that statement. Gonna stretch this out. I got another 3 or 4 bags. That's 3 or 4 more episodes.
All right, that's fair. This reminds me that one thing we also did during Shenana Zoomza was Brianne and Tony did one of those Bean Boozled Jelly Belly things where you get jelly beans that look the same, but one tastes nice and the other tastes like something awful. I think one was supposed to be like pomegranate and the other was like old Band-Aid or something like that.
Oh.
One's like peach, the other flavor's vomit.
Oh, jeez.
So I think they were expecting it to be evenly split, like one color would be one good and one bad. Like the first two they tried, they were both good. And then the second one they tried, they were both good. And then everyone thereafter that they tried were all bad. And they would do like, all right, is it like, I don't remember exactly what it was. It was like, is it blue raspberry or is it toothpaste? And they'd eat and they'd be like, bleh, that's toothpaste. And then they'd do another one and it would be even worse. It would be like Band-Aids. And they did one and it was like, I'm trying to remember what it was. Something really bad to the point where they were like, you know, the toothpaste actually wasn't that bad. And they, for some reason, had a whole bunch of those. So they were using those as basically palate cleansers. I think they got like 5 or 6 in and then said, the hell with this. We're not doing this anymore.
So what you're saying is they got Bean Boozled on their purchase.
They did. Yeah. I was like, was that worth $5? Cool. And they were like, yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
That's the story.
I mean, that is the one time I did that. I had a single one and it was Stink Bug. And then I just never ate another one again.
Bull.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I think fair.
Stink Bug was one of the ones they were considering doing, but I don't know if they actually did that one.
It really tasted like a crushed Stink Bug smells like.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, and they were like, you want to do this item? I was like, I'm good, thank you. Then they finally talked me into doing one, and it was the Band-Aid one, so I spit it out.
I mean, is the Band-Aid that terrible? That doesn't, I mean, compared to them, it's just was, like it, latex, right?
It was a, well, that's a kind of what I was something figured it would be, but it wasn't. It was like, there was some undercurrent of like gross flavor included. Like maybe it was a used gangrenous Band-Aid or something. Oh. I don't know, but.
Oh, okay. Because I was like that Band-Aid, that's just whiskey flavor. Like,
yeah, so I assume this is a spinoff of the Harry Potter jelly beans, so that they were like, we could turn this into a game.
Now that we're not allowed to read Harry Potter anymore.
Wait, we're not allowed to read Harry Potter?
No, you can read Harry Potter. That's fine.
I was going to say, I never even finished those books. So,
what stand are you making right now?
Yeah, Charlie. What stand are you making right now?
J.K. Rowling being anti-trans, and so we don't want to give her any money ever again, I guess.
Well, you can still read the books from the library.
That's right, from the library if you already bought them.
Buy them secondhand.
If you sneak into the theme park and don't pay and harass the actors.
What if you see the Switch game on clearance?
Oh,
I think it's okay to see things. That's fine.
That is true. That's true.
What if you buy it? What if you buy it because your wife really wants to play? That
they already got the. I don't know how retail works, but once it's on clearance, they're selling at a loss at that point. I'm assuming. Not that that matters. I don't actually know.
Yeah, how does that work? I actually don't know how that works.
Like, if it's clearance, did they already... Well, it just... me. So they didn't send it back. Like, because don't they sometimes send back, like, unsold games?
Yeah,
like,
they do.
To the publisher. So that's always what I've wondered, like, you know. It's like, you can buy a new copy of Harry Potter if you want to. You just have to buy it at one of those bookstores where the covers are torn off.
Yeah. I was just asking hypothetically. A long time. Like, I'm just asking hypothetically if I'd seen Hogwarts Legacy for Switch for $15 and then bought it, if that was okay or not.
Hey, you guys want to talk about Iran or something cheery? Or
wait, I still need to find out if I'm a bad person for getting the Hogwarts game like as an Epic Games Store free game.
Oh,
I'd say it.
I don't know.
Actually bothering to play it.
Yeah, I mean. Free, you're certainly not financially supporting anyone, and the financial support has probably already occurred. I don't know how those free games work, if Epic has paid
Epic
Warner Brothers or whatever. Yeah. If anything, you got to take advantage so you don't end up having to pay for it later. I don't know. Well, I think there would be people who would be uncomfortable doing so. I don't think it makes anyone evil for wanting to enjoy something that brings them joy. And
oh, I didn't
we're talking
say
about
bring me joy.
Well,
what if I just am evil?
speaking of, we all doing D&D tomorrow.
Consuming exclusively evil media.
That's just a choice.
Like, that just sounds like
yeah. I really got into Lost Prophets once I heard about the guy.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Psalm 1287.
1287. Give me just a ding dang moment.
Who's that by?
Give me just a ding dang moment.
Like, I figured nothing that we sang in the 2000s were kosher now. I am going to say that is Who Let the Dogs Out by the, I don't know if you'd refer to them as the Baja Boys or Baja Men, but at the time, Baja Boys. It's from the year 2000. I am running low on songs.
2000? Oh.
That's not good. You got a lot to go.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I understand that. I need, it's not like I'm out of, I made a list. It had like 10 on it and it's dwindling. Let's see what Paul thinks belongs at song 935 on the 2000 from the 2000s playlist.
935. See how many times I can repeat this to stall. I wish there were more songs from Final Fantasy X, too, that I could put on. Which I am playing, by the way. That should be a whole topic on its own.
You could have brought it up. You still can.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it till now. It's the most 2000s game in the world.
Yeah. Like, we can talk about how I started playing UFO 50, but yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Barbuda right now.
Oh.
Which one was that? Is that the
first game?
Oh, yeah.
Well...
I'm getting close. I feel it.
So in my listening history, I keep listening to Frank Sinatra's cover of My Way. Is it a cover? I know he didn't write it. Paul Anka wrote it, but I don't know if Paul Anka recorded it first. Anyway, it's used...
Cover is an interesting term when you're talking about the Great American Songbook.
Yeah, but it's used in...
an adaptation of a French song.
Yeah, it's used in... the marketing materials and in the game itself of Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin. And so for me, my context when I'm listening to it is, oh yeah, I just think of how awesome that game was and what the plot of the game was. And it works perfectly.
Anyway, Paul, now that Doug's bought you more time.
How about for which, I already forgot the number, 937, was that it?
Nope. 935, I believe.
935. Let's go with Shakira, Hips Don't Lie.
Not a Shawolf.
You know, that would be a good one.
I don't get that joke.
That's a callback to Shanana Marinaraza, where we were doing the Amazon Alexa trivia, and the answer was She-Wolf. And so Tony said it was Shakira She-Wolf, and it did not give him credit. And it told him the answer was Shakira Shawolf.
Oh, gosh.
Charlie, what is song number
1138? 1138 is Halfway Home by TV on the Radio.
Oh, there's a band I haven't thought about in a long time.
Yeah. Adam, what is song number 555?
555. 555 is Already Owl City by Fireflies.
I probably picked that.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you.
We had the discussion about Herman Cain where I got confused because that was actually 999.
Herman Cain way more than I ever expected.
Although,
one job, and
all
be
right.
Fair,
I think the pizza deal was 555.
All right, then, Adam, you get lucky number 777.
There it is. Okay. 777. I'm just going to upset Doug now and get it over with.
Oh,
that's
no.
Florence and the Machine. Dog days are over.
Well, you're going to have to cross that one off my list where I have Kiss with a Fist on my list.
Because your
are you
kiss,
upset by
your
this?
Kiss is on my fist. Cause your kiss.
Yeah, I think that's what? The song, Paul.
I don't know what you're singing, Paul. Sorry.
It's Hall & Oates.
Oh.
With the
well, then I definitely don't know what you're singing.
We all get one gaslight someone into thinking that a fake song is real.
What about you trying to gaslight us into thinking that a real song is fake?
That's fair. That's, you know.
That's every song.
That's what, yeah.
All right, Doug.
Okay.
Please tell me what song 1320 is.
1320?
Yeah. Unforgettable.
You want to know what 1320 is?
I do. Also, thank you, Paul. I got that. I don't think that exists anymore.
No, it's probably conservative talk radio.
Yeah, I think I tried to tune in once a long time ago and it was no longer there.
I'm sorry, what?
Unforgettable 1320.
Oh, that's a radio station?
AM, yeah.
Yeah, they played like Big Band and Tin Pan Alley stuff, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Surprised you don't remember that. Dad used to listen to that a bunch.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have understood how the radio worked back then.
I suppose.
1320 is Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant.
Oh, the Borderlands song.
Exactly.
And therefore probably the song on this list I've heard the most.
Well, you're going to have to listen to it again every single time you listen to the playlist the whole way through. So you're going to hear it on average once, week, month?
Depends how long it takes to get through the list, I guess.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, that probably wraps it up for this edition of 2000 from the 2000s. Let's now talk about Final Fantasy X2.
Is that the dress-up one?
Yes.
Yeah.
The idol one?
Do I own that?
I mean, there is a singing. There's like a, it's kind of like the there's like the dress sphere system. So like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
You kind of move through the grid in battle and you can arrange like, you know, your set of dress spheres. And so switching from one to the other causes a costume change in battle. And one of them is you sing and, you know, it has various like effects on the enemies or your party or whatever. It's a great, great game. I haven't played Final Fantasy X original in a really long time.
Oh,
but,
okay.
So I have trouble like comparing it directly. Yeah. I don't know if I actually fully beat it, but
I did not. I got stuck on the mountain.
Against Seymour.
Oh, with Seymour. Yep.
Yeah.
You have to get all your Aeons ready to go. You bring them out. He destroys them after a move, but you can get their like whatever super special attack in. You do that. That drains most of his health, and then you just barely survive the rest of the battle.
I'm impressed you still remember that.
It was a trying time in my life. Thank you very much.
I think it's one of those games where I like tried it a few times. I was like, oh, I'll come back to this and have yet to.
I got stuck on, I think the show-stopping boss for me was Unaleska.
Yeah, she was terrible as well. She turns everyone into zombies and makes it impossible to heal.
Whole party gets zombified and just that's the end.
But then I think you needed to be zombified because another attack she did like only wouldn't kill you if you were zombified. There was like, it was a two-part thing. That's so obnoxious.
So you have to like raise your you can't all be zombified, but you have to like let some party members die. So yeah, I remember extreme frustration with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the battle system in 10-2 I think is a little different. It is very, I don't remember how it is in 10, but in 10-2 it's like really pretty fast action time battle. The default speed is like you're having to rip through the menus to kind of stay on top of it.
10 was the polar opposite, and it was one of the first Final Fantasy games I played, and I loved it. It's like, the only other game I know offhand that uses it is Mega Man X Command Mission, which I imagine is something of a deep cut, but it's like, it shows you, like, here's the next 10 moves, and like, if you pick certain actions, then you can kind of adjust the order in which the next couple moves are going to go. Like, if you use haste on someone, then maybe you see suddenly they get like two turns for every like, you know, once around the track, you know, like before the enemy gets to attack again, or certain attacks will delay your enemy's move. Like, it was such a cool like extra like thing to just kind of keep an eye on, and it, like just an extra level of strategy versus how quickly can I find the attack I want. I liked it a lot. I never finished 10-2 because it was just such a come down for me coming from 10. I did like that the first boss is called Boris and he's a spider. I enjoyed that reference.
Thank you, localizations, I assume.
There is a I think in that cutscene, if it was the very first boss you're talking about, there's, I think Pain has this line where, like, because it's up high or something and it jumps down.
I remember that, yeah.
And they're all watching it and Pain goes, "It comes!" Like, interesting translation, I think.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like I know what that would be in Japanese, you know, and they just, like, picked the most literal, like, voice actors probably with minimal direction saying quite literally translated voice lines is like awesome. I love that. You could add "here it comes" or something, but because it probably probably Pain said, you know, just present tense of like it's coming. But you know, in its own right, I recommend the game if you want to play the most 2000s thing imaginable. I recently got a little device for my PS2, the Memcard Pro to where I can play disc backups off of it. So I don't have to swap out one of my two copies of Final Fantasy X.
You wouldn't happen to have a spare copy of Final Fantasy X, would you?
I can't remember how many copies I have. It might just be one, but you know, Final Fantasy X was like, when did that come out? I think it was the first one I bought, like, not necessarily day one, but like, you know, week one or month one.
I remember playing it in high school,
like that.
Yeah, that would.
Where my friends were playing it in high school, at least.
Yeah, that sounds about right. 2001.
Oh wow.
When did Final Fantasy IX come out? I thought that was super early
2000s. 99? 2000? Okay. No, I think that was 2000.
Dang. Quick. I mean, I guess they were developed for different systems, but.
Wow. Looking at the Wikipedia article for Final Fantasy X, it's like, this is accurate. You know, a game in 2001 where the development began in 1999 for like a huge game like that. How the times have changed.
Mm. Yeah. Now it's like Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Is that game ever coming out?
They keep claiming.
But yeah, I asked because my copy mostly works, except there's a scratch on the part that has the end cinematic.
Oh.
So I beat the game, but could not watch the end cinematic.
Oh man. That's
what YouTube's for.
Had to look it up on YouTube, yep.
Good thing in 10-2, you get the best cinematic at the beginning. You can just play that over and over again.
I remember surprisingly little about that game. Like, I remember bits and pieces and vaguely what the story is, but as far as, like, yeah, intro cinematic, could not tell you what that looks like.
Is that the one that was in all the commercials where they're, like, they're a band and they're performing at some big stadium?
Yeah.
I don't remember any. Well, I don't even remember
it's,
the words.
It's on English, the. But. It's on the 2000s list.
Is it already? Jeez.
Real Emotion would be the
title. Fantastic. Oh, you know what? I threw on Simple and Clean. I guess I have no room to judge.
That's what made me put that song on the list. Was you did Simple and Clean first, and now I'm playing an entire game because you said Simple.
That's another game that's never going to come out. Kingdom Hearts 4. Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, like, God, how long ago now? Upsettingly long ago.
Yeah, it was like, was that 20, like, 18 or 19?
Man, I didn't want to say a decade, but now I gotta look. I mean, I don't think it was 2016, but Kingdom Hearts 3. Not 358 days over to 2019.
Oh, Charlie is still here.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, I think Final Fantasy X was the last Final Fantasy game I completed all the way through. I think I like half started a few after that.
Didn't you buy an Xbox One for one of the Final Fantasies?
Well, that's one of the games I got for it, yeah. I actually also bought it for the Blu-ray player, which I didn't have one at that time. Nah,
Blu-ray or 4K?
4K. So I still use it for that.
Oh, like you got an Xbox like One?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why.
That's not the newest one. That's the previous one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the newest one's the Series.
Which is just the dumbest name.
Just the worst naming convention ever for those things.
Naming the third generation Xbox One is deeply confusing.
they wanted, because everyone used to call it the 360, everyone to call it the One. But everyone just started calling it
I assume
Xbox
the idea was because it was supposed to be
the Neo.
And they gave up entirely.
Yeah, I assume it's because they wanted it to be the all-in-one entertainment machine, but obviously they biffed that before they even got to the gate, so.
Yeah, they were trying to be X, the everything app of the video of a video game console.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that the industry is, you know, completely improved since then, and major video game publishers and console manufacturers and whatnot are all making the correct decisions.
Yeah, it's a good future now that we live in.
Well, I mean, look at us. We're talking about playing games that came out long, long ago.
I mean, we can talk about UFO 50.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing to support the modern gaming industry?
Well, my Fan Gamer pre-order came in free, the UFO 50 Deluxe Edition that comes with, like, a booklet. You know, like, one of the strategy books back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like the Brady Games type stuff, or like earlier than
yeah.
that?
Yeah, no, you know, that kind of thing, yeah. Well, but like the ones that were like more general, like this covers a whole bunch of games.
Oh, okay. Like the one that we have where it covers like 50 Genesis games.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that. And I look at it and I go, how did people figure out how to play any of these games without this? But I'm enjoying it. There's some games that I am really vibing with and some that I'm bouncing off a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, it's
kind of, I think that's just more because like I'm not a huge like strategy game person. And there's some platformer involving ninjas that's just really hard.
It's like almost all of the games I can appreciate and I'm like, "Oh, this is cool, but I'm not going to play this." But then there was like four or five that I really got into.
Yeah.
There's one like adventure game that kind of reminded me of some of the ones for Nintendo. I think a couple was Shadowgate. Was that the one that we played all the way through or tried to? There was a couple of those I think we tried to play through, you and I.
I think we did Deja Vu all the way through.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I don't know if we got all the way through Shadowgate.
We got all
the way through Uninvited.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've only gotten six games in because I just keep going back to Barbuda, which is like the first game. It's like an adventure platformer kind of thing.
Which is interesting because that's one that I was like, oh, yeah, this is interesting, but it's kind of mimicking maybe a little bit of the difficulty or like, I don't quite know what I'm supposed to do. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. And then I moved on. But it seemed like it could be good. Yeah.
Could be good.
Could be good. I'm waiting for Charlie to wrap it up, and he's not yet. So.
Well, okay. We'll get this going. I'm getting
tired over here, guys. It's 11 almost.
Well, for another...
My kids come into my bedroom.
For another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report. My name's Charlie Wallace.
And I'm Adam Gobeski, and we have with us three formerly excited, now tired guests. We have Kevin Vredevogue.
Hey, it's been so fun.
Paul Wilcox.
I've had a blast.
And Doug Gobeski.
Good night.
If your guests aren't exhausted at the end, did you even do a podcast?
That's true. It should be an emotionally trying affair.
Yeah. Next time you see John Hodgman, ask him that question.
Well, Paul, I reckon that about wraps it up for another episode of the Gobeski Wallace Report.
Yes, it does, but the fun doesn't have to end here.
No?
No. You can check out our other episodes at GobeskiWallaceReport.com.
Do we have a social media presence as well?
Yes, we do.
I suppose it's probably, Twitter and Facebook?
We are on Twitter at GWReport.
I guess that'll have to do for now.
Yep, I guess so.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be, baby. Well, one thing we can talk about.
Wait, is Gavin DeGraw?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know that song, though. I'm surprised.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to pick a song that was not an indie underground impact song.
It's just the lyrics like sound like something you could have been making up on the spot. Like,
I'm back. Okay.
You missed me singing Gavin DeGraw and them going, "Oh, I know that song."
I don't know who Gavin DeGraw is. I apologize. At least I don't know.
I don't want to be anything
other than what I've been trying to be lately. Okay, I do know that song. That's fair. Everyone knows that song. Yep. It's an amazing song.
Yep. I think you guys are gaslighting me. This isn't a real song.
Yes, it is.
The most made up sounding thing ever.
Kind of is.
Other than what I've been trying to be, I haven't even thought about the words. Like, does that sentence make sense?
I'm like the
other than
the,
what I've been trying to be lately. I guess
if I were making up a song, you know, I feel like it wouldn't be far from that.